Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It's time for the Bortz Report, exclusively on Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station, Extra 106.3.
When this commentary is over, you're going to wish that I could go for an entire hour, but I can't. I was in Asheville, North Carolina. That's a bedwetting town. 4th of July, the newspaper had a citizenship quiz. Oh, goody. With questions like, when was the Declaration of Independence signed? Who was the first president? Wow, boy, that's really going to uncover the good citizens, isn't it? So I decided to write my own test. 85 questions long. I put it in two of my books. I'll share just a few of the questions with you right now. Number one, forget when the Declaration was signed, and it wasn't the 4th of July. Instead, explain why it was signed. What were they trying to accomplish? Now let me cherry pick from some of the other questions. Explain the difference between the rule of law and the rule of man. Write three 100-word paragraphs, one defining racism, one defining bigotry, and the final paragraph defining prejudice. Has any federal court ever ruled that children cannot pray in government schools? List all of the amendments in the Bill of Rights that actually grant power to the government. What is the one exclusive power our government has that no individual or business can legally exercise? Did Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation really free all of the slaves? That's just a few. I actually have about 100 of them. Some teachers use this as a take-home test. They copied it out of my book with my permission. I love the idea. Now, Donna has another idea. She says I should take all of the questions, put them into a little booklet, and sell them in bookstores. Great idea. There's one problem. Yes, I have faults. And one of them is I'm just too lazy. Maybe I'll include more questions in subsequent commentaries. Neil Bortz, Extra 106.3.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.